This week in the Missouri Senate, we review legislation that could be revisited next year.
Yeah, I think we can.
You know, I'm all for it.
Among the many measures considered to be high priority when the regular legislative session started in January were those that relate to what's commonly called Wayfair. In 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on the case South Dakota versus Wayfair. This ruling allows states to collect sales taxes from businesses with no physical presence, mainly online purchases, if the business sees more than 200 transactions or $100,000 in state sales. Several proposals, including Senate Bills 529 and 570, were introduced either before or during this year's regular legislative session. Those measures, like most of this year's legislation, did not go through the entire process due to a pandemic-shortened session and changing priorities. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia was optimistic about this legislation's passage in January.
The one thing I say about Wayfair is that, generally speaking, there's not many people who don't think we should do it. So you're starting from a different, maybe a more advantageous place than you do in a lot of other bills. It's just a matter of what the details look like. There's going to be an offsetting tax cut of some sort in there. I think we've got to be responsible about that and make sure that we don't overshoot, you know, because we don't know how much money comes in potentially on Wayfair. So we've got to be strategic and careful about that. But yeah, I think there's a chance to get it done.
Senator Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds too many small businesses have been unable to stay open since the start of the pandemic.
I want to protect the brick and mortar. I got a lot of small businesses in my district that are brick and mortar stores. And I heard even more people this year, especially older people, saying, oh, I never entered a mall to go Christmas shopping this year, or I never went in a store. Well, you know, the backbone of our economy in some of these small towns are these small businesses. So I would support some reform there.
Senator Rowden says had any of these bills progressed, budgeting may have been a bit more challenging.
The CRA proposed process is what it is. They weren't able to come to a number, but they're close. They were never all that far off as it relates to the grand scheme of dollars in the state budget.
Senator Walsh adds the budget did become challenging because of the pandemic and no Wayfair legislation was successful.
We'll see. I mean, I would think that every member of this chamber would want to protect the small businesses in their district. I would think that they would help move that along.
In the meantime, the current extra session is on hold due to the pandemic. Currently, the Missouri Senate plans to address House Bill 14 and Senate Bill 1 upon its return to the Capitol. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.